27th Perek of Kalim, 2nd Mishnah, Abegim Atami Shem Shloisha, Shloisha, Amidris. Abegim, which are 3 Tvachim by 3 Tvachim, and it's made for sitting or laying down on. It's going to become an Avatum of Midris. The person who's taught has the right type of Tumut, sits on it or lays down on it, stands on it. Mishnah Shloisha, Shloisha, the Talim base. If it's only 3 Hetzbois and 3 Hetzbois, which is much smaller. Where it's voice in every tefach. That's more size enough to be a kavan tumah from a mace or from any other type of avatumah that touches it. A sack of barba, the minimum shear of something that of the goat's hair, it has to be 4 by 4 tvachim, or chavisha chavisha, or it has to be 5 tvachim by 5 tvachim. A mapot, shisha shisha, mapot, something that's made of, it's woven from reeds or bark of a tree. The shovin lemidras or tzmei meis. These ones, there's no difference between tumas midras and other types of tumas. It has to be these shiurim. That was the only one that the shiur changes is by the begit. It has a more stringent shiur for tumas meis. Meyayimah hasak shiurim albo tchilasa mishiigomer. The sack, he holds that when it's worn out and started ripping, as long as it's 4 tefachim left, it's mekabel tumah. In the beginning, it's only mekabel tumah when you finish making it. So even if you want to make something very large, even though it has more than a minimum shear, it's going to be mekabel tumah according to this opinion. Anyway, sorry, it would not be mekabel tumah until you make the entire thing.